So, just to make everything clear, how does a nemesis get its power?
Essentially, we give it to him, her, it.
The nemesis is in your head.
Yep, and your head too.
Well, all right. To end our show, why don't we go back to White Plaza and hear one final story, a Nemesis Cafe doggy bag to take home.
All right.
Okay, my name is Tiffany James, and I am a senior. Her name was, or is, Sonora, and she was my boss for about 4 years at a financial management firm, and I think I realized that she was my nemesis when she started critiquing my clothes at the job. She went to one of the managers and complained that I wasn't wearing a bra and that I was distracting the coworkers with my attire, even though I felt like I was doing my best to sort of fit in with the corporate environment, although I admit that I wasn't always doing a great job of it. So what I would do I would look really annoyed during staff meetings. I would sort of like send pages and text and like just try to do everything to show her that I wasn't, like, you know, gonna let her manage me or like boss me around or make me miserable. But I think over the long term, what I realized was that the nemesis was actually me, that I actually had trouble dealing with authority, and that even though there might have been things that she did that were unfair, that it's really I had a choice of how to deal with it. Like, I didn't have to let it get to me.
Well, that's it for today. Today's program was produced by me, Dan Hirsch.
And me, Charlie Mintz.
Along with help from Bonnie Swift and Jonah Willingance, and it was engineered live by Bonnie Swift.
Thanks to Hal Mickelson, Will Rogers, Angela Castellanos, Matt Larson, Martin Evans, Roland Green, Laura Stokes, Jasmine Ahrens, and everyone who told us a story at White Plaza.
Original music for the show was written and performed by Lachlan Casey.
For their generous financial support, we'd like to thank the Stanford Institute for Creativity in the Arts, Stanford's Oral Communication Program, Stanford Continuing Studies, and the Hume Writing Center. KZSU would like to thank the law offices of Fenwick and West.
Remember that you can find a podcast of this and every episode of the Stanford Storytelling Project on Stanford iTunes and on our website, storytelling.stanford.edu.
Tune in next week for stories about one class of students who tried to write a novel in a month. Hear how they did and learn what is this thing called the novel. Next week on the Stanford Storytelling Project.
We hope our show brought you and your nemesis together tonight. For the Stanford Storytelling Project, I'm Dan Hirsch.
And I'm not.
Buenas noches.